Tom. Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial toll-free to 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
So, live Saturday edition. We are, of course, here to take your calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. Of course, we always bring stuff to the table for you to discuss with us, should you like. Big news, actually, coming out of California court. Just, I literally saw this moments before we were going to start the show, and then we can talk about a grandfather picking up the wrong child at school and how some people have been freaking out about that. USNews.com reporting a California appeals court has decided Thursday that some cell phone use while driving is legal. And, of course, in a lot of states, using a cell phone while driving has been outlawed, and California is one of those states. However, Stephen Spriggs of Fresno successfully argued that he didn't deserve a $165 fine for violating a state law against using cell phones while driving.
I wonder how much he paid in appeals fees. Go ahead.
I don't know, but he said he was not using his phone for communication. Instead, he was using a map application to find a new route.
It's interesting.
Spriggs contends, this is the three-judge panel ruling that said, quote, he contends he did not violate the state statute because he was not talking on the phone. We agree. Based on the statute's language, its legislative history, and subsequent legislative enactments, we conclude the statute means what it says. It prohibits a driver. Isn't that funny? Why are you laughing? Like,
because I'm so often I have seen people in law enforcement positions just kind of fit a square peg into a round hole and then, you know, with a law and say, well, this is how we interpret it. And it's obvious that's not what it says. Now, I don't think the simple fact that some lying politicians in some state capital somewhere came up with some law makes that law legit. But at the very least, you would think that the people who are enforcing it would stick by the letter of the law. But they don't do that either.
Right. Well, and sometimes even if a law is crystal clear, a court will interpret, like the writing, the language of the law is crystal clear to you and I, a court will interpret it completely differently. But nonetheless, in this case, they believe that it means what it says. It prohibits a driver only from holding a wireless telephone while conversing on it. Now, that's an interesting clarification, too, from the court, because how many people who have been pulled over and ticketed for using a cell phone while driving were actually using the phone feature on the phone, the actual telephone call feature on the phone. I guess if you're holding it up to
your head,
that's an indicator. But every time I've got the phone to my head, I'm not always on the phone. Sometimes I've got a Google Voice app. And so when people leave me a message, like frequently, Mark, you'll leave me a message or something, and I'll go and play a message back. The speaker's just not powerful enough to make it audible at a very far distance from me at all. So I will frequently pick the phone up, put it on the speakerphone mode or whatever, and actually have to hold the phone next to my ear to be able to listen to it, especially if I'm in a noisy environment or something like that. So,
well, that's interesting. So if you were calling on the phone to get your voicemail, you clearly would be using the telephone, right?
Yeah.
You'd be interacting with it. But however, in this case, you are sort of interacting audibly with a feature of the little mini computer you call a cell phone, the little mini computer that is not actually
There's no human being aspect of it. I'm not making a phone call. I'm just listening to a voicemail. So,
but it's not even a voicemail exactly because you're listening to it through online means. It's through an app, not through a phone, through the phone.
Yeah, it's still voicemail.
This is a very thin slice of cheese.
I'm playing an audio file.
Yeah.
Right? I'm playing an audio file back. Basically, when Google Voice records a voicemail, it's something you can download as an MP3 or a WAV file. So I think this is an interesting loophole because the average person who receives this ticket you know, the cops just sit by the side of the road or sit on an overpass with a pair of binoculars looking at people as they pass by.
Sure.
to pull people over for this. And so you know how it normally works. The cops spot somebody, they pull the person over. Well, I'm going to have to give you this ticket for being on the cell phone. Oh, I'm so sorry, officer. Don't give me the ticket. Please don't give me the ticket. And then you get the ticket or you don't. But in most cases, you're going to get the ticket. And most people are just going to go ahead and pay it.
Well,
read the statute itself.
Well, if they were on the phone, they likely wouldn't. You know, there's nothing to read because you were guilty, right? So, and the chances are high.
Yeah, they have to prove that you were guilty. So, if part of the law is that they have to prove that you, if part of the law is that you're only prohibited from using phones if it is a phone call, then that means they have to prove you were on a phone call. Oh, really, officer? Well, I'll see you in court.
Well,
let's see if you can prove that I was actually on the phone. In order to prove you were on the phone, they could only do it two ways. One, have you admit it, because that's how they get most people, is people just blab and they dig themselves into a hole or they talk themselves into getting a ticket. Or two, they'll have to subpoena your phone company and find out, okay, well, I pulled this person over at 3:15 in
that
the afternoon.
Instant, yeah.
Was this person's phone account actually on a phone call at the time that I pulled them over?
Well, it's all very interesting. I don't talk on – I won't stick the phone to my head generally anyway. I prefer to have a little headset, so, you know, that's supposed to be safer in some way. I don't think it is. The fact that you've got two hands on your on the wheel and your mind's still occupied, it doesn't make you any better of a driver. So
mm-hmm.
I think that these laws kind of miss the point to some extent.
Sure they do. Well, I mean, I get the idea, like you don't want people driving distracted, and that's kind of the intention.
Yeah, I love that idea.
Of the law, but as a result, you end up restricting all kinds of things that probably shouldn't be restricted, and you end up hurting people who weren't in any kind of danger. But regardless, the decision from the Fifth Appellate District Court of Appeal overturned a previous ruling against Mr. Spriggs from the Fresno County Superior Court. California Attorney General Kamala Harris's office argued unsuccessfully for a more expansive interpretation of the state's 2008 anti-distracted driving law. The appeals court ruled the government's assertion, quote, that the statute bans all handheld use of wireless telephones while driving would, quote, lead to absurd results and is opposed to the legislative intent. So, unquote. Right now, we don't know whether or not they're going to be appealing to the California Supreme Court, but I think it's interesting because it really, for anybody who's out there in California, now, I don't know what the court costs are in California, but I imagine court costs are involved in taking something like this.
It sounds prohibitive already.
To court, but you only have to pay court costs if you lose. So it would be interesting to see a test case on this of somebody holding a cell phone to their head. And I just remembered something. Have you ever seen the cookie phone?
Oh, God. It's an iPhone. It's a cookie that looks like remarkably like an iPhone.
Yeah. So there's this guy, oh, gosh, I forget what his name is, on YouTube, who made several cookie phones. And he was actually driving on his real cell phone in Europe somewhere. And the cops would pull him over. And as the cop was approaching the car, he would stow his real phone out of sight, grab a cookie phone, and then he was just kind of holding it there, and the cops would come up to the window and accuse him of being on the cell phone. He'd look at the cop and look at the phone, and then he'd take a bite out of the phone right in front of him. He got out of the tickets.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. So just have a cookie phone with you at any time in the car. And
yeah, but then you have to eat a
stale cookie.
Yeah.
Well, are you willing to take a bite out of a stale cookie to avoid a $100 ticket?
I don't know. I don't run into this problem, I gotta say.
Well, that's good. We live in New Hampshire where it's totally legal, which is why you don't run into that problem here.
Yeah.
At least as right. I understand it, it's legal to be on a cell phone in New Hampshire. So, but this is good news for people, I think, in California and maybe in other places, although this decision is a California court decision. But look at the statutes. What does the actual statute say in your area? Is it something that's a total prohibition on the use of any phone in any circumstance?
Well, what about texting? I mean, this is...
That's so dangerous.
Well, it's absolutely dangerous. But, for instance, if you're using this this map app that he's talking about...
Yeah.
Now, if you're watching the map app, certainly that's not as dangerous as entering in the destination that you want to go to, you know, and hitting all the little buttons you got to hit in order to get the search going and all that stuff. So that's kind of dangerous.
855-450-FREE. Have you ever been harassed by the police for the cell phone use in a car? Have you ever beaten that ticket? You can share your thoughts with us here. Plus, coming up, a grandfather picks up the wrong student at school. What happens? We'll explain. Free Talk Live.
So I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip, which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. And you can join us on Skype as well. I don't think I mentioned that before. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Again, lrn.fm. Do send a contact request first before you call. Otherwise, it won't work. So once you send that request, it will be approved. Not a problem. So contact us about whatever is on your mind. We were talking about a California court decision, an appeals court in California, actually, that has made the decision that you can only not be on your phone in your car if you're actually using the phone. If you are using the phone for a data purpose, then it's totally fine. So, although I wonder if they have a texting law in California.
There's probably a texting
well.
Law, but texting isn't the same as data. Texting is its own thing. It's SMS, right?
Okay, yeah, it doesn't tend to count towards your data totals. That much is true, but it is data. I mean, you're sending data.
Well, so is your voice on a digital phone.
Yeah, that's true as well. Good point.
I mean, these are different features of the mini computer that we all carry around right. in our pocket.
Right. So we can continue with your calls and thoughts, and we'll do that here in a moment.
We're going to the Texas Bitcoin Conference in just a couple of days. Yeah, it's March 5th and 6th. If you're in the Austin area, you can come out and see us. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be all kinds of folks speaking at this event. If you don't know anything about Bitcoins and you want to find out more, this is the place to go. And you're in probably Texas at this point. It's going to be unlikely you're going to get your airfare all set up. But there's going to be big names there. Jeffrey Tucker, Chris Odom, Teresa Warmke, Stephanie Murphy, and Brian Sovereign, both co-hosts here. Adam Levine, Michael Goldsmith, Paul Stowe. Stefan Molyneux is a big name, Jeffrey Tucker also. All these speakers, there's going to be three tracks going over 2 days. They had to expand this because there was just so much interest in it, so they went from 1 day to 2 days. And at any point, you're going to be able to choose between three speakers. I'm going to be emceeing at the event. We're, of course, going to be broadcasting. And there's going to be a hackathon. Also, if you haven't been to one of these events, there's lots of venture capitalists wandering around with their pockets full of money, wanting to put deals together in the Bitcoin sphere. This is the gold rush, as far as our lifetime goes, or at least currently. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Like I said, March 5th and 6th in Austin. Get your tickets now. TexasBitcoinConference.com.
To the phones and the fun. Patrick, listening in Virginia.
You're hey, how you guys
live.
Doing tonight?
Hi, Patrick. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Well, I was just going to make a comment on the texting. I know that we got a lot of that here, but I didn't know about the data. You know, I thought it'd be like the equivalent to a drunk driver or something. You know, they should be really throwing the nails to them, you know, just like, you know, if you get fined or whatever drunk driving, I think should be the same for texting, too. Cause that's just
you think texting is as dangerous as drunk driving?
The evidence shows it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, I ride a bicycle a lot, so I mean, I see.
Do you have a driver's license?
I see that stuff in cars all the time.
Yeah, I see it a lot, too. I sit at a window when I'm working during the day, and I can see an intersection, a stop sign kind of three-way intersection, and I frequently see people on their phones, frequently texting.
Yeah. So I think once they start putting the foot down, I think they should take the nails to.
What do you think is an appropriate punishment for someone who's texting while driving?
Oh, I don't know. First time, they probably give you like 10 days, you know?
10 days in jail?
Wow.
Yeah, probably so.
That's pretty hardcore.
Do you think that's going to...
It's a misdemeanor, but if you're a drunk driver now, it's hard to say, you know, what you'd get. But I mean...
Well, a lot of times drunk drivers, the first go-around, you don't spend that much time in jail, but you can certainly, you know, you can lose your license up to 6 months.
Yeah. That too, they could do that too. I mean... You know, you'd have to have some stipulations and really set your foot down and get these laws down, too, you know?
Now, with the drunk driving, when you get caught in a lot of states, they have what they call the ignition interlock system that they'll force you to install at your cost in your vehicle if you want to continue to drive. And then you have to blow into a tube every time you want to start the car, and then also I believe some of the systems allow force you to blow into the tube while driving as well, to prove that you have not been imbibing while actually on the road. And so what would you propose to prevent texters from continuing to text? Okay, so yeah, we know that you think you should put them in jail, but then what would stop them from texting into the future?
Maybe some sort of rehab.
Thanks, Patrick, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Oh, 855, 450, free. I don't agree necessarily with what Patrick was suggesting. But you're saying, Mark, that it is as dangerous as drunk?
What I've read, well, it depends on how drunk you are, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, the legal limit is 0.08. Mm-hmm. Legal threshold, I suppose, is the term they use. 0.08 in most places that I could think of. It used to be 0.1. And, well, you know, it depends on the individual whether 0.08 is actually driving while, you know, sort of intoxicated or whatever it might be. People have different thresholds of how intoxicated they are, what they call intoxicated, how, in fact, impaired they are. So I don't know. Certainly, texters are darned impaired.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, anytime you're taking your eyes off the road, you are in a very dangerous circumstance. But there's a lot of reasons why people take their eyes off the road while driving, and you know, what they can include: changing the radio station, which of course I highly recommend against, especially if you're listening to Free Talk Live. they can include arguing with someone, like, you know, the kids in the back seat or your lover in the passenger seat or whatever. So there are a lot of distracting things that can be done: eating something that you just got from a fast food joint, putting on makeup. I mean, there's all kinds of things that historically, you know, pre-texting have distracted drivers. And I think that distracted driving is an issue, and I don't know if jail is an appropriate solution for it, because I don't really believe that the punishment system of so-called justice actually does a very good job at prohibiting people from doing things in the future. I think there's some studies out there that show that it just doesn't work at doing that.
Well, I mean, I think that you can, you know, carrots and sticks, incentives, they have, you know, they work. I think positive incentives often have a better, you know, better track record than negative incentives, but I think you can show that negative incentives work. You know, it would seem to me incarceration doesn't make a lot of sense, but what about, you know, taking away somebody's driver's license for a period of time? This is essentially what texting, the texting tickets do, is first they fine you, then they'll take away your license and, you know, these kind of things. So if you keep on doing the same behavior, you know, at some point or another, it's also they have the opportunity to take a class. Perhaps I know speeding classes you can take, and oh, it's dangerous to speed. And, you know, your first ticket every 3 years or whatever, you can get knocked down if you take the class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's such BS. I mean, you know that's BS. Everybody going to that class knows it's BS. It's just some stupid make-work government class they force everybody to pay for. It's essentially just lining the pockets of whoever it is that the contractor is that's performing that class for the state. They just get person after person after person who's a forced customer for their business. They make up some BS curriculum about how bad speeding is or texting is. And everybody, of course, who's in there is only there because they're forced to be there.
I just want to
value the information. More coming up. 855 453. It's Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything right here. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And enjoy all the features on our site. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, you can download it for free right there. Just click and download. They're yours, and they go back for years, all totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. Now, imagine being able to spend your bitcoins with a credit card through a completely decentralized non-bank system. You swipe, and Bitcoin is removed from your wallet. Makes Bitcoin as easy to use as money in the meat space world. Technology would be pretty awesome, right? And if you think it would be worth investing in, you can go and see their Indiegogo campaign at mybtc.cc. That's mybtc.cc. And if you're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, you'll be able to meet the creator of mybtc.cc. Can we talk about who he is yet?
Sure.
It's Temper. You've heard him call the show a bunch of times. He's going to be down there in Austin, so make sure you say hello to him down there, and I'm sure we'll be talking to him on the radio since we'll be broadcasting live. MyBTC.cc for more information. We go to the phones and to your thoughts. Mickey is on the line listening in Huntsville, Alabama to WBHP. Hey, Mickey.
Hey there. Yeah, hey, I was listening to what you were talking about, and I'm the type of person, I don't believe in double standards. Now, down here at HPD, I see them all the time going around driving and playing with their little laptops while they're driving.
Sure,
On their phones, probably talking to the girlfriends that their wives don't know they have.
Mm-hmm.
And they do whatever else they want to do, like that, too, texting or anything you want to do. Well, you know, I'm not going to have somebody tell me that I can't do this, I can't do that when they're doing it. I've never
Well, they're the professionals, Mickey. They're professionals.
Well, that piece of metal they wear on their shirt don't make them a professional to me.
Mm.
A professional, so idiot, it, maybe, but that's it.
Is it illegal in Huntsville or Alabama to drive while texting or drive while on the phone?
Yeah, they pass that, but I see people doing it anyway, and I always do. I do whatever I want to.
That's just how it is. Punishment stuff doesn't work. And people just do what they want to do, and if they get caught, then they deal with it then, and they don't change. They really probably won't change their habits except to maybe be more careful and look out for cops before they do that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes you mad, man. You know, hey, who do these people think they are, man? They're human beings just like the rest of us. They ain't no better than any of the rest of us. So who do they think they are, man?
I'm with you, Mickey. I get you. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE.
As far as I'm concerned, people should be responsible for their actions. The fact is that it can be very difficult to hold law enforcement officers responsible for their actions. They know how to work the system far better. They've got the union reps and the whole deal. The questions I have is, in dealing with dangerous people on the road, sometimes it can be difficult to hold people to a certain standard. And with the traffic laws as they exist, let's not forget that the government, sadly, is in charge of the roads. Now, I don't think that necessarily should be the way things are, but we don't have competitive road companies today, so it's difficult to say how do we work in this world? And I don't know the answer. Here's what I know. We're all just trying to figure out what to do with the deck chairs until the Google car comes along in the next 5 years and solves all these problems for us.
Man, I don't know if that Google car can navigate these awful, god-awful roads up here in New Hampshire. We were just, not you, Mark, but a bunch of activists went to do a move-in today. Talk more about that later, but I was shocked at how bad the roads were on the way out there. I had just a couple points my car scraped along the ground just because of the uneven pavement and just the dips and the cracks, and it's terrible. It's just awful.
Yeah, well, you probably won't care as much they can go more slowly if the terrain's bad, and you won't care as much if you don't have to be paying attention to driving. You know, if you're just sitting in there and you're all around the little table playing pachinko or whatever it is that you're doing, well, who cares?
Let's go to the phones. And to continue with your thoughts, Kyle is listening in Oakland, California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Kyle.
Hello. Well, I remember a Mythbusters show back when they first started their series. When they did a talking on the cell phone and drunk driving comparison and talking on the cell phone, lost every time, even the drunk driving. And
what does that mean, it lost? What do you mean it lost?
It means that they were trying to disprove the myth that talking on the cell phone was as bad as being drunk and driving, and it turned out that every time it was worse than being drunk while driving.
Wow.
And
this surely has to... This has to hinge on the amount of alcohol we're talking about.
Well, surely I've had more.
Can you do me a favor, Kyle? I'm sorry, we got a real bad connection. Can you back off your phone by an inch? You're very, very loud. It's very hard to understand you.
I've had more incidents in the past 15 years with people driving their cars and coming very close to crashing at me. If I was as non-alert as they were, talking on my phone, we would have had an accident. And how dare you not be able to put down your crack pipe long enough for you to get from point A to point B and not risk other people's safety? You want to risk your own safety? No problem. Don't risk my health and well-being. You can stand up for yourself in the end after you have the accident and say, oh, I'm sorry, I was talking on my cell phone. I'm still the one, or maybe both of us are ones, broken and in pieces because of the damage done while you were talking on your cell phone or texting or what have you. And that's where the gall of it comes in, is how dare you think that you have the right to hurt me or hinder my point A to point B travels because you couldn't wait until you got home or wherever it was you were going to talk on the phone and contact people. We did just fine.
So let me ask you this.
What did we do then? We waited until we got home.
Indeed. So let me ask you this. The legal system as it operates today seems to operate completely based on punishments. Do you have an idea for how to prevent this cell phone talking? Because you're not talking about what most states have a law against, which is putting a phone against your head. You're talking about chatting to people, whether it's a headset or not, right?
No, hands-free is fine. Because, you know, basically with that one
hands-free
hand,
hands-free is fine?
Exactly. Well, it's better than nothing. I mean, really, you shouldn't be able to, you shouldn't be able to use a device while you drive. It's okay if you're reading a newspaper, because I ride a bicycle also, but I do have a driver's license in cars, multiple cars. So, anyway, I've seen
punishment?
People, when I was riding my bicycle on Howard Street in San Francisco one time, I had a gentleman reading a newspaper while driving down the street, and I pointed it out to him, and he had to move.
On the radio, we got to let you go, man. Sorry, we're doing a radio show. I know that...
very angry bicyclist there.
Yeah, he's frustrated. Well, I mean, I get it. I get the frustration. He said that apparently the man with the newspaper that he saw while biking... the man driving while reading a newspaper who apparently told him to F off. So those of you, we had to dump that call due to that. But we are doing a radio show. We're on over 140 radio stations coast to coast.
Here's a little surprise for you folks. You can't say that on the radio.
Yeah, we can't do that stuff. If we were an internet-only show, then we could let you get away with that, but we can't do that. So I get the frustration, though. I get it. Like,
well, the problem is that we're human beings, right? And human beings aren't computers. We're not perfect all of the time. Mm-hmm. We make bad decisions. We make mistakes. And it can be very frustrating when you're not in that mistake-making mode, when you see somebody else making the mistakes, and you just that's your only experience with that person, is that's a mistake-maker, a dangerous mistake-maker, and we should do something bad to that person in order to prevent them from doing it.
Well, we never got to his – he never answered your question.
Well, he's not going to answer my question because there isn't an answer to my question. What do you do with the person you catch reading the newspaper? You know, they're going to give him a fine is the answer, and he's going to pay the fine, and he's either going to read the newspaper in the future or he's not.
Send him to a remedial no newspaper reading course.
I don't know the answer. I think when it comes to when it comes to texting, you really got to talk to your kids because they're the ones they're doing the texting world, and you got to say, look, when it comes to driving, you just leave it in the glove compartment until you get where you're going. But in order to do that, you need to do the same thing in front of your kids. You need to be the change you want to see in the world, and it's only going to be with this generation.
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts welcome at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9498. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Eye.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Eye ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program here. We'll take your calls about anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. If you care about online privacy, you really need to look into Pro XPN. It is a global virtual private network, and there's software which you can download for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android devices. Their software encrypts your data, and it makes it so that you are sending your data over the internet. You're sending it still on the same public internet you normally use. It's just that your internet service provider can no longer snoop on you, which is what they're likely doing right now. If you're not using ProXPN, your current ISP is probably recording every website you visit, every search term that you enter.
And keeping that stuff for years.
For as many as 5 years in some cases, yeah. So you can stop that from happening right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL and grab the app. Now, there's a way to make the Linux users, if you're a Linux user, you can still use ProXPN. It's a little bit different. But so go to proxpn.com/FTL, get started there. There's a free account. You can just jump right in and try it out tonight. And then when you're ready to upgrade to premium, to get unlimited bandwidth, as well as no limitations on, like, for instance, you can do private torrenting. So there's no limitation on the things that you can do with the account. Though we recommend you connect to their Netherlands server if you're going to be doing private torrenting. Because they do have some U.S.-based servers, but, again, just to be safe on the super, super safe private side, connect to their Netherlands server with your premium account on ProXPN if you're doing private torrenting. Also, ProXPN protects you from people knowing where you are online. When you're using their service, it looks to the website you're visiting like you're coming from the ProXPN server, not your actual location. And they'll get you around internet blocks. Maybe you're at a coffee shop or a school or a workplace where certain things aren't allowed to be accessed through their internet connection. Well, you can defeat that by using ProXPN because they essentially create an encrypted tunnel to their servers, and there's no restrictions there. So proxpn.com/FTL, go grab the app, and use our discount code when you're ready to buy for 20% off for the lifetime of the account. The code is FTL20. That's FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL. Plus, they take Bitcoin, and if you pay with Bitcoin in the annual plan, you get a 33% discount, so you'll save even more. But even if you're just using the FTL20 code for cash buyers, you'll get the price down to $5 a month. if you go with the annual plan, and that's a hell of a deal for great privacy protections. ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL20, and there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you've got nothing to lose but your privacy. Let's go to Tyrone in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, Ian and Mark.
Hey. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I can just change subject for a second.
Sure.
The law that was proposed in Arizona where people could discriminate against gay people from coming in the establishment. I'm under the impression that if someone doesn't want you in their business, it would be best that you not go in the business. And I say it because...
Ooh, Tyrone, I'll tell you what. We've got you on a bad cell or something's going wrong with your phone. I want to get to you, but hang on. I'm going to give the phone a moment to clear up. We're going to try Tyrone back just a bit. Because I think that's an interesting discussion, and I want to make sure we have it where we can understand it.
Great.
So we'll get back to that. Just a little bit more information from the California story. I didn't get to this part of the story yet, but the California story, Court of Appeals in California... has ruled that if you are using a cell phone while driving for the purposes of using a map, it's totally fine. What they're saying is banned is using a cell phone for the purposes of talking to, or for communicating with another human being. And so in this case, you're just using a map function on the phone. They say that's totally fine. So that's huge. It's a huge deal, I think, because most people don't know what the law actually says. When they get charged with things like this, they just go ahead and pay the fine. They don't actually take the time to read the statute. This guy apparently did, and he went ahead and took this to the appeals court, and he won. So good for him. But Mothers Against Drunk Driving has something to say about this. Their founder, Candace Leitner, from, and I presume that's of the national organization, she's also the president of traffic safety advocacy group, We Save Lives. She says, it's an incredibly irresponsible ruling. It may be legal, but it's still dangerous. All of a sudden now, people are going to think twice and perhaps not be as serious as they should, even though the problem is getting worse and not better.
Well, this guy was using a mapping function on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
Is she suggesting that holding a mm-hmm. computer device that has a mapping function on it in your hand,
saying it's dangerous,
is worse than having a computer device with a mapping function stuck up on your windshield? Because that's where most people have them. Some cars have them built right in.
We don't know if it's worse. She may oppose using a GPS device. Who knows?
She may very well. It's very interesting, but you can kind of ask yourself, well, is it safe to look at signs rather than looking at the road?
At the road, yeah.
I mean, if you should be vigilantly looking at the road at every instance, should you not then therefore be looking at road signs?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, sure. Whether it's road signs or billboards, there's all kinds of things to look at. Or pretty lady on the side of the road, there's all kinds of things to look at.
I shudder to think how many accidents have been caused by someone attractive walking along the side of the road.
So she's upset about it. She says that people often claim they weren't sending text messages when nabbed by the police. She says, it's like saying, I only had two beers, the old drunk driving thing.
By the way, I believe Matt has come out against the 0.08 alcohol limit and is now going for a 0.06.
Oh, God. There's not enough arrests. We need more arrests.
Well, that's the idea, is that the solution here is more arrests. And I tend to think it's not arrests that are the solution.
Well, it's interesting what she says here in this story is she claims that the problem is getting worse and not better. The very last part of one of her lines is she says people aren't going to think twice. They won't be as serious as they should, even though the problem is getting worse and not better. Is that an admission from her that prior to this court decision, things were getting worse as far as people texting? That, you know, even though there are all these laws out there that are supposedly prohibiting texting and conversations while driving, that it hasn't stopped. And in point of fact, things are getting worse. That seems to be what she's saying here. Is that your interpretation of that statement? Because that's how I see that.
I find this a very difficult conundrum. If there is a legitimate use for the small computer device that I carry along with me that we call cell phones, because, you know, a smartphone, if there's a legitimate use for a smartphone, it's a mapping function. Now, I can totally see why there's it sounds like parsing hairs that I'm updating my Facebook status and not sending a text. Like, both of those are equally dangerous activities in my opinion. the fact that I'm not using the SMS function on the phone, but I am using the computer function, brings up, you know, sort of an interesting legal question, but it, to me, there is no moral question there. They're both putting people in danger, and I find them unacceptable. But when I mean, I have to, my cell phone needs to be stuck to my windshield for me to use the mapping function. Is that the idea? I can't hold it up, because I've actually held my cell phone up with my two thumbs, with my hands at 1 and 11, so that I could look at that while I kept.
Wow, you can still somewhat see the road.
Yeah, I mean, you know, focus back and forth for the road. I'm as close as I can possibly be to watching the road and looking at my cell phone at the same time.
I think that's the most. If you're going to do it, that's the most responsible way to do it. Anything that takes your eyes.
It's the same
off
thing
the road.
As sticking a mapping function.
Well, she didn't
a GPS
say anything about. She didn't say anything about the. GPS, etc. But
well, she commented on the ruling, and the ruling says that this guy, it was cool for this guy to use the mapping function on his phone.
Well, spokesman for California Highway Patrol, which was the agency that ticketed the man in the case, told the San Jose Mercury News, quote, "We'll continue our enforcement the way we do it," unquote, suggesting drivers won't be able to automatically dodge a ticket by claiming they were looking at a map. Which, of course, I mean, of course they're going to do it that way, because they just want the money. They want you to. They want to cash in on you, and they know that you are more likely to just go ahead and do what you're told and pay the fine. Even if you really were looking at a map, most people are just going to go ahead and pay the fine anyway because they won't know about this case. They won't know the details. They won't bother to read the law. But one of the reasons why I brought this up is I think it's important. It's one of those. Well, it's good news, first of all. But secondly, I want to encourage people to look. If you get charged with something and you've thought about not taking the plea deal, first thing you should do is just read the statute. I know it's god awful most of the time reading this stuff. It's very frustrating to read legalese, government statutes. But you never know what you're actually going to find when you take the time to read over the charging statute. What is it exactly that they are claiming you did, and can they actually prove it? And when you read the statute, it'll give you the list of the things that they are supposed to prove in court beyond a shadow of a doubt that you actually did. So in this case, they would have to prove you were on the phone. If you're in California and you get a ticket for talking on the phone while driving, they will have to prove it if you go to court.
Mm.
So 855, 450 free. Of course, again, what the court costs in California, I don't know. Your mileage may vary. Just because they have to prove it doesn't mean they'll prove it very well. And even if they semi-prove it, that may be enough for a judge. So you never know. You never know how it's going to go in court, but it's, I think, worth the effort to go ahead and not take a plea deal. We're going to try Tyrone back here in hour number two. If he comes back, he just dropped off the line. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.